Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Hi, Lando.
Hello.
Wonderful to meet you, firstly. I've been following your progress through MSA formally and things like that, developing into British F3 now. How important do you think it is to get your foot on the ladder on single-seater racing?
For future series, I think it's pretty good. I think it's... Yeah, I don't know how many teams or F1 teams or bigger teams look down to the British F3. I think a few. Which I think on my side is good for, as my dream or my passion is to be a Formula 1 driver. That's what I need. So, yeah, I definitely think it's good. I think maybe the European races are slightly better, especially like the Formula Renault I did at Monaco was something really cool, and obviously in front of Formula 1 was even better. So yeah, I think it is pretty important, especially if that's what you want to do.
You've graduated from Ginetta Junior Racing into single-seaters. Is it quite hard to make that transition at quite a young age, 14, 15 years old?
No, I don't think it was too hard, to be honest. Overall, I think they're both pretty different. The Ginetta being more of a road car, effectively, on road tyres, coming then to a single seat on slicks. It was all quite different. So it's not like there was some major similarities which are hard to get the transition into. So I don't think I found it too hard, to be honest. But yeah, I think I adapted pretty quickly and found it good.
Do you have a huge family motorsporting heritage within your immediate family, your parents or your grandparents?
No, not really, not at all, to be honest. My dad, he was a bit into racing, like he watched some races, and as he was young he went to some Formula 1 races, but apart from that it was not really involved in racing, to be honest. It was only when I was 6 and a half or something, we went to the local kart track, Clay Pigeon in Yeovil, and then when I went there, then I said I would like a go, and it all started from there, basically. So, no, before that there wasn't much of a heritage or much of a like into racing.
You race in the UK with the British F3, you also race in the Formula Renault 2.0 Euro Cup. Do your family follow you around quite a lot throughout the races, or do they stay quite local when you're racing abroad?
My dad comes with me to every race. I think he's pretty much come to every single race I've done since I've started racing. So, yeah, my dad comes with me all the time. My mum, I have two sisters, and my mum goes horse riding with them, so they have their commitments and I have my commitments. Yeah, so my mum goes with my sisters and my dad comes with me. So yeah, I mean, it's more my dad which comes to the races, but my mum supports me every way possible.
Do you find it quite difficult to do you think it's different to, try and word this better, I promise. Your teammate is Ricky Collard, who's father is in the British Touring Car Championship, whose grandfather used to do stock racing.
Yeah.
You yourself are first generation in your family who has gone into this racing. You're doing extremely well at it. Do you think it's different for yourself having creating your own legacy in the Norris name as opposed to Ricky Collard's?
Not so much. No, it's not like something I have to live up to or have pressure on me to really do well. I just focus on the job that I have to do. With not much, no history in racing from my heritage, I don't think there's anything like no pressure on me, effectively. Which I don't really think it's on Ricky either. I think they're just a family which have been into cars and racing for a long time, so... Yeah, I mean, they had probably a bit more passion from when they started or when he was a bit younger and he was around racing a bit more. So maybe that helped for when he started and kind of everything like this. But no, I mean, for what I do now, I focus on what I have to do. I don't really feel much pressure or anything.
Aspirations for the future, Formula 1, GP2, GP3? I know you're only 16.
Formula 1 is my goal. A bit unsure on how we're getting there at the moment. I mean, I have a good team behind me, ADD Motorsports, and they've helped me a lot from karting to where I am now. I think they've done a good job with getting me to where I am. I'm a bit unsure on what we're doing next year, whether it's F3 or GP3 or something like this. I'm not too sure, but I'm sure we'll do the best. I'll do the best of what I can to get there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Lando.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.